In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, out of curiosity, who paid attention to Isaiah today? What did you think about Isaiah? Absolutely nothing. Okay, I'm going to make it a little easy on you. As I read these stories, I see much of today in the readings that we have for today. But as I read Isaiah especially, I thought back to my time in the steel mills. Not for the reasons you're thinking. So, in the steel mills, the way that it worked is you have too many chiefs and not enough Indians. You have bosses that don't listen to the workers who actually work on the lines, that actually know what's going on and how to fix things and take care of things and get things working properly. You have bosses that actually want to be the hero, the golden boy, and don't listen. So we had a saying in the mill that is absolutely reflected in Isaiah. The fastest way to prove somebody wrong is to do exactly what they want. So when we would waste our breath and tell our bosses that this wouldn't work, we can't do this because of the way that things are set up, the way that things are done, this will not work. And they say, do it anyway. We would turn around and do it. 2 weeks later, we'd be removing it because it screwed everything up. That's God talking to the people of Israel in Isaiah. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to do what I've asked you to do, so I'm going to give you what you want. And when it fails, I'll still be here. You get that? Much to our detriment, many sects of Christianity don't want to look at the Old Testament, don't want to acknowledge the fact that humans are fallen, broken creatures that not only desire but demand their way. Demand it. If you think otherwise, you haven't been paying attention. Even in the New Testament reading where Paul is talking about faith, Paul understands a very important fact. We were under the law. We were disciplined by the law. We failed by the law. We could not keep the law. Why? See aforementioned comments, because we're going to do what we want. That is the beauty of faith. See, faith isn't simply just believing. It isn't simply just following. What happens is we enter into this faith relationship with God, correct? That is baptism. That is the Christian faith that we talk about, right? What happens? That faith changes us. We are not the people that we were. We become different. We become children of God. We walk through life with a different vision. I don't always need to be first. I don't always have to have my way. In many cases, it's probably a really good thing that I don't have my way. The way that I was is not the way that I am. Look again at the gospel. Do you see that it's actually the same message? You had a man, and I'm just going to make a guess, but you had a man that did what he wanted, that led his life to be corrupted by demons. I'm sure that man didn't want to be possessed by demons. We can infer that because of his actions at the end of the lesson. Please take me with you. I want to be with you. People actually think it's cruel that Christ leaves this man behind. Stop and think about the story. The demons were allowed to go into a swine herd. Guess what? Jews aren't supposed to have herds of swine. They can't eat it. They're not supposed to have it. They go into the swine herd. The demons, still wanting to inflict damage, run the herd down the hill into the lake and drown them. What's the reaction to the people? They're afraid because they lost the swine that they weren't supposed to have in the first place. Boy, that really echoes Isaiah, doesn't it? As does the demon-possessed man living in tombs. Also, unclean places. Places Jews were not supposed to be. So, the people are afraid that now their swine have been removed. So, Christ hasn't called them out for doing anything wrong, has he? But they've lost the swine and they're afraid. They point blank tell Jesus to leave. Does Jesus stand up and say, I'm not going anywhere. I'm your God. No. He does like we used to do in the steel mill. If that's what you really want, okay. The important part of that is when the man sits there and talks to Christ. Take me with you, please. No. Let me put it another way. I am your God. I have healed you. I need you to do my will in a place that I cannot be. I need you to stay in this city and proclaim to everyone that you see what God has done for you. The unwritten part of that is so that others might believe. Do you see the differences there? Do you see how it is that we view Scripture, or we desire to view Scripture a lot of times? We don't want to acknowledge the fact that we're fallible. We don't want to acknowledge the fact that we're no better than the Israelites. I think actually that's one of the things that proved more than anything else that we are in fact sons and daughters of Abraham. 2,000 years later, we still do what we want instead of what we should. It is humorous to me. It is oftentimes unfathomable to me why and the way we do things. We do things that we know to be wrong. We do things that we know to be corrupted. We do things that we know we should not do. Under the law, we are penalized for that. And what is the penalty of the law? A little louder.
Death.
And yet, we have a God that sends his only begotten Son so that all that believe in him may not perish. We have the Son of God, who on Good Friday is crucified and resurrected. We have a God that comes to us and meets us where we are and not where we should be. And he begins a process. And that process changes us. It's not that the law is worthless because Christ has come. It is that the sting of death is removed. Do you understand that? We're still broken. We're still fallible. We're still incredibly willful. We still do what we want to do. But we also are walking down a different path. And we are being changed, as J.I. Packer would say, we are being changed in glory. He was a great guy. J.I. Packer, if you'd ever met the man, you would understand a lot of this. Being broken is not something to shy away from. It's not something to cover with band-aids or plaster. It's not something to be painted and covered over. We're broken. We make mistakes. We screw up. We're willful. We're disobedient. We're know-it-alls. We're human. We can't do it. The human race, even the chosen people of God, have not been able to accomplish God's will in over 2,000 years. We need to stop ignoring that fact. There's only one man that did. We nailed him to a cross. By his death, he has conquered death. The last foe has fallen. The entrance into that is recognizing that we are broken and being willing to change. Our job is still that, not of Christ, but of the man that was healed of the demons, to stay where we are, to proclaim all that God has done for us, to live out our days in faith, and share that faith with everyone that we meet. It's that simple. Don't shy away from the hard truths. Don't say that's not me. Because God will be just like the workers in the steel mill and say, okay, I'm going to give you what you want. Never fun. It's never fun. But he is always there.